On September 17, 1965, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, arrived in Boston, America, on board the ship Jaladuta, carrying within his heart the orders of his spiritual master to spread the teachings of Sri Chaitanya beyond the borders of India throughout the entire world. As he looked out upon Boston's bleak and dirty skyline, he could understand the difficulty of this sacred mission and felt great compassion for these godless people. Thus, with perfect humility, he composed this historic prayer, praying for the deliverance of all fallen souls. Guru Kripa Koile Krishna Adhamera Prati Krishna adhamera prati guru kripa koile Krishna adhamera prati ilagiya nile ta koroe begati guru kripa koile Krishna ache kichu karja taba ei anumane ache kichu
Krishna, tomara it. नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी तदा रजस्तमो भावा कामलोभादयश्च ये चेतयेतैरनाविद्धं स्थितं सत्त्वे प्रसीदति एवं प्रसन्नमनसो भगवद्भक्तियोगतः भगवत्तत्त्वविज्ञानं मुक्तसङ्गस्य जायते भिद्यते हृदयग्रन्थे छिद्यन्ते सर्वसंशया क्षीयन्ते चास्य कर्माणि दृष्ट एवात्मनि ईश्वरे रजस्तमोहते तब पाइबे निस्तार रजस्तमोहते तब पाइबे निस्तार हृदय अभद्र सब बुझिबे ताहार हृदय अभद्र सब बुझिबे ताहार गुरु कृपा होइले कृष्णा अध मेर प्रति की लागिया निले ता गुरु एबे गति गुरु कृपा होइले कृष्णा
भोरे बुझाबो कथा भरसे
नहीं ना कोनो शक्ति नहीं पुत्र आमी दीनहीन कोनो शक्ति नहीं गुरु कृपा कोले कृष्णा अधा मेर प्रति लागिया निले ता करो ए विनति गुरु कृपा कोले कृष्णा कथा बोली बारे अथन छो प्रभु कथा बोली बारे जे तुमार इच्छा प्रभु पुरो बारे जे तुमार इच्छा प्रभु करो ए बारे गुरु कृपा बोले कृष्णा अधमित्र प्रति लागिया निले ता करो ए बेगति गुरु कृपा बोले कृष्णा अखिल जगत गुरु वचन से अमार अखिल जगत गुरु वचन से अमार अलंकृत कोरी बार क्षमता तो मार अलंकृत कोरी बार क्षमता तो मार गुरु कृपा कोले कृष्णा अधमेर प्रति लागिया निले का करो ए बेगति गुरु कृपा कोले कृष्णा कृपा होले मोर कथा शुद्ध हवे तब कृपा होले मोर कथा शुद्ध हवे सुनिया सबार शोक दुख जे बुझबे सुनिया सबार शोक दुख जे बुझबे गुरु कृपा होले कृष्णा अधमेर प्रति चिलागिया निले का करो ए गति गुरु कृपा बोले कृष्णा आनिया छो यदि प्रभु हमारे नाचते आनिया छो यदि प्रभु हमारे नाचते नाचाओ 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 प्रभु नाचाओ से मते काष्ठर पुतली जथा नाचाओ से मते काष्ठर पुतली जथा नाचाओ से मते गुरु कृपा बोले कृष्णा अधा मेर प्रति लागिया निले ता करो ए गति गुरु कृपा बोले कृष्णा भक्ति नाई वेद नाई नमे खूब बरो भक्ति नाई वेद नाई नमे खूब बरो भक्ति वेदा नामे सार्थक करो भक्ति वेदा नामे वे सार्थक करो गुरु कृपा कोले कृष्णा अधमेर प्रति लागिया निले ता करो ए बेगति गुरु कृपा कोले कृष्णा गुरु कृपा कोले कृष्णा
My dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul. But I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. But I guess you have some business here. Otherwise, why would you bring me to this terrible place? Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudeva. I do not know how they will be able to understand it. But I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible, because you are the most expert mystic. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service? O Lord, I am simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. All living entities have come under the control of the illusory energy by your will, and therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. The words of Srimad Bhagavatam are your incarnation, and if a sober person repeatedly receives it with submissive oral reception, then he will be able to understand your message. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. By regularly hearing the Bhagavatam and rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed, and loving service unto the glorious Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. At the time loving service is established in the heart, the modes of passion and ignorance and lust and desire disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness and he becomes happy. Thus established in the mode of goodness, the man, rejuvenated by loving service to the Lord, gains liberation from material association and comes to know scientifically of the personality of Godhead. Thus the knots of the heart and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated when one sees the self as master. He will become liberated from the influence of the modes of ignorance and passion, and thus all inauspicious things accumulated in the core of the heart will disappear. How will I make them understand this message of Krishna consciousness? I am very unfortunate, unqualified, and the most fallen. Therefore, I am seeking your benediction so that I can convince them, for I am powerless to do so on my own. Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or failure as you like. O spiritual master of all the worlds, I can simply repeat your message. So if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. Only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their hearts, they will certainly feel and gladdened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life. O Lord, I am just like a puppet in your hands. So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance, make me dance. O Lord, make me dance as you like. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhakti Vedanta, and now, if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhakti Vedanta.